Judge Horace Ward died this weekend at the age of 88. Civil rights pioneer Lonnie King knew him for most of his life.
I met Judge Ward when I was 8 years old. I had just come to Atlanta and lived in Summerhill. Judge Ward was going to Morehouse at the time, and it was the paper boy who delivered the papers to my house. And he was the first person to ever tell me about a place called Morehouse College, and that he was a student there. He told me what an outstanding place it was. I saw him to be a well-mannered young person, hard-working. The paper was never late. Rain, shine, sleet, or snow. Horace Ward was going to deliver that paper to you.
Horace Ward graduated with honors from Morehouse and then got a master's degree from Atlanta University. Those are both historically black institutions. When he applied to the School of Law at the University of Georgia in 1950, he was refused because of his race. The Board of Regents offered to help him go to school in another state. But Ward insisted he wanted to study at UGA. His case was thrown out 7 years later. He went to Northwestern in Illinois and got his law degree.
He was really a quiet yet determined lawyer and very, very smart. Horace Ward passed the bar in Georgia before he finished law school. He took the bar in his second year and passed it. He's a smart man.
Lonnie King says even though Ward couldn't be the first black student at UGA, he worked for years to get African-Americans admitted.
Horace Ward was a quiet kind of individual, but he had a complete resolve in his being, in his soul, to rid segregation and discrimination from the face of the earth in Georgia and in the South. Now, he didn't go out and hold press conferences. He just wrote excellent briefs along with Mr. Hollowell in court. So I called him a quiet yet determined, fearless warrior for justice and civil and human rights.
A judge ordered UGA admit two African Americans in 1961. That ended 175 years of segregation at that school, and Horace Ward was on the legal team that helped it happen. He continued working for civil rights, and he represented many activists during the 1960s and 70s. Here's Atlanta student movement leader Charles Black. He spoke to the Atlanta City Council on Horace Ward Day in 2013.
We'd probably still be in jail if it were not for Horace and Donald Hollowell and that firm.
Ward served in the state Senate for 9 years, and in 1979, President Jimmy Carter appointed him to the U.S. District Court. Ward became the first African-American to sit on a federal bench in Georgia. And it's said he never stopped helping others get opportunities and education. Here's Atlanta native Vincent Jones.
This man gave me an opportunity as a kid to be with he and his family, to put out posters, to make the teas and various meetings, and to serve as one of the first black pages in the Senate. That prompted me to become a political science poli sci major and to direct campaigns of my own since that time. I would just like to thank him.
Horace Ward eventually got his degree from UGA. The university gave him an honorary degree in 2014. Here's Lonnie King again.
And his main theme, I believe, in life was to make the preamble to the Declaration of Independence a reality for everybody. That all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and among these are the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Although I think Horace probably changed that last part to say the pursuit of justice.
Ward died on Saturday of natural causes at the age of 88. Funeral services will be Tuesday at Martin Luther King International Chapel at Morehouse College.